What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, your host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results, Miss Mimi Shoneman. Hello, hello.
Good morning. Good
glad morning. To have you here. Also glad to have from Caliber Home Loans, our good friend, the credit contessa, Miss Shelley Ferris. Hello, Shelley.
Good morning, good morning.
Hello, you need to hit that. Let's see, how come it doesn't sound like you're on? Let's try that again. One more time.
Good morning.
There we go. All right. We got that over there. And if you want to go ahead and pick this up, like kind of thing, I don't want to get you have any back problems. Go ahead and point that at your face.
All right, there we go.
That's
much better.
Yeah,
mind.
Just want you to get comfortable.
No mind the wizard behind the curtain.
Yes, nope. Yes, sometimes yes. I got to just go, we're just going to get comfortable. We're going to settle in. We have some great information we're going to share, including your NMLS number, please, Shelley.
Yes. My NMLS is 367-826, and Caliber Home Loans is 15622.
So, Mimi, what's been keeping you busy? I know you got a lot of stuff going on out there.
Well, you know, Super Bowl's coming.
Yes. So, okay. All
okay.
Right.
Quiz.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, I know that there's a big football game that's going to be here next week.
No. No, that was not an A-plus answer.
Okay.
You know?
Real estate opens up for business.
Yes. The spring market kicks off
right
on
Super Bowl.
This is why you guys are in charge of the show, and I just tell you how to point the microphone. That's exactly why.
Yes.
So normally we would talk about whether the market was cyclical. But it seems that over the last 2 years, things have been quite more volatile and more topsy-turvy than they had been historically. So what are we seeing right now?
Okay, that's a great segue into this. So I have another question.
Yes.
Another quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in December, when we ended the year, do you remember how many months of inventory we had? Go.
1.3, or was something really low.
Yeah, like 1.2 months.
Okay.
Okay. The real answer is 1.1 months.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. At least we weren't in a whole different plan.
You were sort of listening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was December.
Yes.
And we are just now in the beginning of February.
Mm-hmm.
So does anybody want to wager a guess at how much months of inventory we have now?
I'm going to guess 1 month even. That it's gone down.
Okay, Shelley?
I believe it's under a month.
Give a specific.
I'm going to say 3 weeks.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. 3 weeks. Okay. We have 0.8 months of inventory.
Wow.
According to the Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors. And that is a decrease of 27.3%. Hello.
Hello.
Our median sales price increased almost 8% to $331,100.
Wow.
Our new listings decreased to 845, pending sales down to 767, and our overall inventory decreased 21.5% to only 4,491 homes in the metro area. Days on market also went down 12.8% to 34 days on the market, and that's from the time that you list to the time that you're getting your new keys. And our seller's original list price percentage that they received went down a little bit too, not much, but we're down to 99.5%. And so
wow.
I love it when I get the question, do you think they'll take less? And then I show them this.
And they go, okay.
No, they won't. In fact, they only expect to get more.
Right.
So 0.8%. Shelley, let's have some philosophy on this whole point.
Okay.
Did you
such
not take
a paltry number?
Did you not take philosophy in college? Okay,
oh,
am I the only one that hypothesizes?
In my defense, it was right after lunch, so
so she had a little bit of the itis.
My gosh. Okay. Well, I didn't like my philosophy professor.
Oh, fair enough.
At all. So there you go. How about that? I don't rarely dislike people, but I just didn't care
they must
for
have
him.
Done something to you.
Man,
then. That's fair.
Well,
you don't have to like everybody.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you disagree with a philosopher, that's a problem.
you
gotta document that stuff. So, yeah,
like, I have fundamental ways problems with the way you think.
I don't agree with you at all. F. You know, there you go. Okay. Well, that didn't help my GPA nor my chances at law school. But here we go. This is a real estate show. In case anybody's tuning in for the first time,
we are a wealth of information show, though, as well. So,
yes. Mm-hmm. And so, Shelley, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about ways for self-employed borrowers to get approved with special programs that a lot of banks and a lot of other lenders don't have. And then we're also going to talk about buying a house without having to sell, because buying contingent is just not working. But if you need that equity to buy, what else can we do? What can you do? A bridge loan is not the only way, and I would venture to say not the best way.
Okay. Well, you used a beautiful word in the segment one notes, and I just want you to kind of expound on it. Shelley says that the markets are roiled, to be for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Almost,
that is a wonderful
almost Shakespearean.
Yes, quite so.
Well, like thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did pay attention in Shakespeare, but not in philosophy.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about that. What you're from the mortgage perspective, what you're seeing.
I'm seeing very, very, very volatile markets. So that was three varies. I mean, it's just we get reprices for mortgages and interest rates sometimes three times a day. So that means that the rate that comes up at 9:30 in the morning is changed before noon and is changed before we close out for the day. And it's really hard then to stay plugged in as a borrower. When should I lock? What's right. happening? What should I be reading? What should I be doing? And I'm telling my borrowers, when you get a property and you can lock, lock and don't look back, because it's too tumultuous. Royal mm-hmm. means tumultuous and volatile and moving all the time. Think of like a churning ocean.
I'm
like,
thinking Moby Dickish.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes,
very volatile.
You can't predict what the next wave is going to do.
Next week, I'm bringing Shakespeare. Just going to do it. Just going to do
all the classics. All the classics.
Mm-hmm. Me and Sonny are going to read some sonnets.
There we go. I'd love that.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Okay. There we go.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, in all sincerity, do you have people that will kind of want to shop the rate and sit and wait and think that it's going to dip because right. they're looking at some sort of, you know, detailed report that they rely on?
Right. Or they Google something and it gives a rate and it's not to them. It's not their credit score and their situation with their equity or their down payment. You know, those sites are there to grab you. Those okay. are phishing sites. Mm-hmm. And so that's why you need to talk to somebody about you and your own situation. But yeah, there's so much information coming at people and it's so easily accessed. But if you don't ask a question right, you're not going to get the right answer.
Okay, Shelley. So last week, what was the best rate that you saw?
I locked 3.5.
Okay. 3.5. What was the credit score on that person?
In the 700s, like seven, probably not 740, but I mean 700s.
Exceptionally. Okay. So, yeah. What as a mortgage professional, what do you consider a good credit score?
Anything over 700, I think, you know, you get rewarded for that. We can see it in the pricing models that as soon as you get over 700, you get that lift, but 740, 760. That's really where you get the most, like, you don't get any more benefits. Once you get to 760, I mean, it's nice to be in the 800s, but there's no more benefit after 760.
Okay, so yes. Stop trying.
Yeah.
Don't need to be a perfectionist about this whole thing. Be okay with the B plus.
Yes,
it's all right. You're still going to get into the thing.
But you'd also told me before, Shelley, that once you get to a certain level, it's hard to make it move up anymore anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it takes, like, once you get to a certain thing, it's hard. It's easy to get there, but then it's like you got to move the moon and the stars basically to get it to go up any higher.
And you got to lose weight. 20 pounds.
Yeah, right. 20 pounds.
It's like when you're losing weight.
Stuff.
Yeah. The last 5 pounds, forget about it.
Right. Exactly. So I'm like, did I really need to lose that? And you're like, no. You're like, you're still. Fine. Fine, exactly.
Now you gotta go shopping. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for the people that come to that you're working with, the buyers that you're helping to buy, and they say to you, but Shelley, you know, I read the something something fool and it said that this was going to happen next week, and I just think I'm gonna roll it, mm-hmm. roll the dice, mm-hmm. and see if the fool is right.
Right, yes.
And
they absolutely should do that then, because it's not my job to talk them out of whatever they feel, right? That's the way I kind of look at it. But it's my job to educate with as much as I can give them. And what, this is true for all of my clients. I never say you should lock today because I don't know what tomorrow holds. Who knew that the towers were going to blow? Who right. knew that, you know, Vladimir Putin was going to invade
Fall asleep
Ukraine
at the or, Olympics?
We don't know about all this stuff. So that's why I can only give what I have and then they have to make their own decisions.
Okay. Well, see, now I would expect if I came into your office and it was 3.5 that you would say to me as a peer and as a professional, you'd be like, get after it.
Right.
When are we going to hit that button?
Yeah.
But see, like okay, so here's your life as a mortgage professional. You have appointments all day long.
Right.
Okay. And so me and Miss Shannon have both mm-hmm. decided we're going to buy a property and both of us are trying to figure out when we're going to lock our rate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're calling you and we are blowing your phone up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because we've seen that it's gone to 3.5 mm-hmm. and some change mm-hmm. and we don't think it's going to get any better. How mm-hmm. how does that happen? Do you break off your appointment to go, this is urgent? This
so
has got to happen right now.
Right. So I can. I mean, I always have my phone next to me when I'm having appointments with clients and I have a wonderful assistant, Amy, that I can always shove messages off to and then she can, you know, talk to people about the market's moving, whether you're sitting at a desk and right. talking to somebody else or not, the market is still moving. So mm-hmm. we are equipped to still help people.
So gotcha. Can you, just like with the stock market, put in like a bid to a stop order?
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's like, if it hits this, go now.
I mean, if people tell me, lock me at whatever interest rate, yeah, okay. I can do that. Okay. I can do that. But you can't. Now, there are lock and shop programs, and we're kind of getting close to that kind of terminology as we're talking through this here, where you can lock in and then go and buy a house and then, you know, the opposite of what we've always said you can do. But you can do that, and then you can even float down. So you okay. lock in at whatever, 3.5, and let's say by the time you find the property and you're going to close, you want to, like, really lock in at, 3 because okay. rates dropped. Hey, you can do that. There's all kinds of really unique programs out there that are coming back. Like,
right.
the COVID scare is over. We get this now. It's not like COVID's gone, but we get how to deal with it. So all the scare in lending has really gone away from
right.
COVID.
Okay. Well, we were even talking before the show about home equity lines of credit are coming back
yes.
and how you can use those to leverage.
Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1, also streaming on MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results. Also, Ms. Shelley Ferris from Caliber Home Loans. Feel free to call in and get any of those questions that's been floating around in your mind answered today at 651-641-1071.
Okay, so there are some terms that mortgage folks use that I think are kind of difficult to follow. So one of the terms is called recasting. The other term is called bridging. And so, Shelley, can you give the definition of both of those?
Yes.
And then let's compare and contrast how they work.
Excellent. Okay. So first we'll talk about a bridge loan. So a bridge loan is you call Mimi, you say, hey, I want to buy this house over here, but I need to use the equity from my current house. And I'm not comfortable selling my current house until we buy this one over here. So I'm afraid. So I want to bridge. I'm going to take a loan out for the amount of equity that I have and bridge that over to the new house and put it as down payment. So to be clear, when you close, then you're going to have a loan on the new house, a loan on that's that bridge loan that you're bridging that equity over, and you're going to have a loan on your existing property until you sell that house.
Let's okay. break that down. Okay, so you've got your original loan on the current house that you own.
Mm-hmm.
You've just taken a bridge to mm-hmm. get the down payment for the new purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got three loans floating,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly right. And yes, there are closing costs on bridge loans. It's about $1,000 or $2,000. The interest rate is not attractive. It's
okay.
usually between 8 and 10%. It's interest only, but it's high. And they generally will not bridge up to 100% of the equity of the property. They usually will go as high as 90%, but most are 85%. So to put math to that, let's say that your house is worth $400,000, you owe $250,000, 90% of $400,000 is $360,000, so you would have left about $110,000 that you could bridge over to the new house. Wow, that was some intense math. Yeah, right in my head.
Right, all subjects covered right here on the Red Hot Real Estate
right.
Show.
Right. So that's how a bridge loan works, and then you can use that money right towards the new house. And
what kind of timeline does it take from you? They call you. This is what we want to do. We need this money to be able to put down on this house that we love.
Right. And a bridge loan takes about 3 weeks, 4 weeks to close because okay. there's appraisals involved. You have to get an appraisal because they're not just going to take Mimi's word for it that your exiting house is worth $400,000. They need the comps to support.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the recasting program. Right. Define what that is.
Right. So recasting is when you're in your new mortgage on the new house that you bought, and you sold your old house. I'm gonna backtrack.
Okay,
you're in the house that you bought, mm-hmm. and let's say you bought it with 5% down payment. You took money from your 401k or from savings or a gift from your dad, and you put 5% down payment on the new house, and you have a loan at 95% of the value. You sell your old house and you get your $110,000 in equity that we were just describing in the other example. And now you want to put that $110,000 towards the new house, towards the new mortgage that you just closed on.
Okay.
And you don't want to refinance. You don't want to pay all those closing costs again. You got a decent rate. You want to keep that. You recast.
Okay.
And so they apply that $110,000 from the exiting house to the new mortgage that you just got, costs about $300.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep the same interest rate, same everything, and they redo the loan, they recast it over the same time period as though you put that money down in the first place.
Okay, and the point of this recasting is to avoid mortgage insurance?
Right, so you don't have to refinance to get rid of the mortgage insurance that you accepted when you bought the house with 5% down.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so the application for that, who is the person that wants to use that product?
I think people who can qualify for the two houses and they don't want to buy contingent, right? I don't have a big $100,000 in the bank that I can put on down payment on this new house. And I don't want mortgage insurance.
Right.
And I'm afraid of that high payment. Well, you don't have to be afraid of that high payment because it's going down by this much. We can do the math before you even except to do all of this, because this will be part of your plan then.
Okay. So how does... Okay, go ahead.
Can we go ahead and go to the phone real quick? I know I have some follow-up questions with that as well, but we always appreciate people that call and call in to ask a question here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number again is 651-641-1071. So Jamie, thank you for calling. It sounds like you have a question about buying some property from a family member?
Yes, I'm just curious if... I'm just curious... What is a reasonable discount if my mother passed away, we have her house, a family member wants to buy it and, you know, wants a discounted price? What's a reasonable amount to discount the price for a family member, in your opinion?
How much do you like that person?
how badly do we want to get along? Is that your question?
Yeah. No, okay. So there's a lot of things that floating in my head.
Right.
And I love these family intermingling things. You know, so if you told me I have somebody, but you didn't tell me it was a family member that has expressed interest in buying, you know, off market, I'm going to challenge you to get an appraisal and get a fair market price for it. You know, it depends on how much you want to gift to this person, because whatever you do off market is probably in no way going to get you what you could get on the fair
for
market.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is true. And my question is, does it become gifting? If the value is so low, does it become a gifting issue?
Well, I don't know that it would be a true gift, but then that is probably a CPA question and perhaps your attorney question. We don't quite get into that, but if you just made a pure sale and it was a reasonable amount, I would imagine that would be fine. Shelley, what do you think about
that? Agreed, absolutely. I mean, you want to be friendly at the family picnic next summer, obviously, but
right.
at the same time, you know, you want to get your fair market value. And the only way to truly know that is with an appraisal.
Yeah. And so
if we had the appraisal, though, I mean, could you recommend like $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 less? I mean, do you have the experience where family members, it's hard to know what amount is the right amount. You want to do good, but
listen,
I don't know what reasonable is.
You know, that is an independent, I'm not trying to really jump around your question, I swear I'm not. But that is really a personal soul searching kind of thing, because okay, if you know up front what it's really worth, let's just say it's worth $500,000, you have to be the one to go, I'm comfortable with you getting it for this. And
okay,
and then they have to be comfortable with the discount. And I would think that they would be, because I mean, it's easy to see what's going to be selling in the fair market. And if you've got land, developers are all about it, but they but they also are not going to pay you fair market. Like, you're going to have to put it on the market to test the market and see if a regular consumer would want to buy it for fair market value. Now, you know, maybe the discount that you offer to your family member is consistent with what a developer might pay you. Only you can make the decision of what it's worth. And I would certainly check with your CPA about that. They can give you good advice based on what's going on in your financial picture.
Right? Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree, because any discount that you give them, are they going to ask for closing costs? Are they going to ask for anything to be fixed? I mean, once after your inspection or after appraisal, if they call for something, I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Well, thank you so much for the call. If you'd like to leave your information, we'll call you later.
That sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bye-bye, Jamie. And if you want to be part of the show, you can also call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and Remax Results. Also, Ms. Shelley Ferris from Caliber Home Loans. Feel free to call us just like Jamie did before he went to break. The number is 651-641-1071.
I really thought that that was a fantastic question that Jamie had for a lot of reasons, because I think that there are a lot of people that do want to help family members.
Yes.
But to what extent? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so let's just say that it's your niece. Mm-hmm. Both of us, all of us have nieces.
Yes.
And they know that you've just inherited dad's place. And they're like, you're going to sell it outright to, you know, I know that grandpa wanted me to have it, or somebody in the family. That has a lot of validation.
Yeah. It does.
And
absolutely.
And it's extremely emotional to make that decision. And then, you know, what about the other cousins?
Right.
When they find out that niece came.
And she got the deal.
But you know what? A plus to niece for having some, you know, chuspah.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
right.
So.
Well, I mean, the other part too, Mimi, I was thinking during the break is like, how much is enough? Like, if you say to somebody, I'm going to give you $5,000 off the sale price, does in their mind, do they go, wow, that's a lot?
You know,
because
I mean,
honestly, that's about $25 to their monthly payment. So is it $10,000? Is it $50,000? I mean, where is enough enough?
Right. And I think, and I really appreciated that you said, I'm not trying to dodge your question, but it really does depend on where you're at financially as well. Like, can you afford to give them the biggest break that you would like?
Right.
You know, does that set up, you know,
what? And maybe you do talk to your CPA and you say, okay, I want this structured as a gift so I can get some tax benefits from it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, only a CPA can tell you what's going to happen with your own picture.
I love that when we talk about real estate, that we're able to have that conversation with people and families where you are trying to figure out how to set your family up generationally.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a wonderful conversation to be able to have.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we joke about how much do you want to make the picnic not awkward, but it's also, that's real talk where you're going, well, I'm trying to figure out how to make a shift that makes sense for all of us. And that's great to be able to have that ability to go, I might be able to change a life in my family. That's amazing.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It's empowering. Mm-hmm. It's empowering for you to be in that position.
Yes.
But you know, it's also too, like, start with the person who wants to purchase.
Yep.
What do you want to offer? And have that as the starting point of the conversation. It doesn't always have to be about them coming to you and going, what do you want for it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, what will you give me for it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then start there and see, you know, and just kind of go back and forth.
Right.
And see what that's worth.
And that person should be out looking at a house or two to see that it's comparable to, you know what I mean? What is it worth to them? What is it worth to the market?
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in all fairness, you know, maybe the person who's making the offer that says that they want to have this particular property, maybe they don't really have a good comparison to it. Maybe they could get something else that they would want better. So maybe it's a win for everybody.
Right.
Who knows? I would say advice to other generations, be nice to the older generations when they have these things happening.
Yes. Be nice to them in advance. Because you never know when these things are going to happen. Yeah.
Bring the potato salad. Be cool. Okay. Now, we're talking about self-employed people, and we're going to segue from recasting programs and bridge loans to home equities and how you can utilize that tool and what's more affordable and what's faster and easier to use.
Right. So we were talking about that before the show, Mimi, about HELOCs, so home equity lines of credit. And let's say that you're a person who maybe thought you were going to buy a couple years ago and then you thought you were going to buy last year. And now this year you're like, that's it. We've got to buy a house this year. I can't live here one more second. Or you just know that you're going to buy a house this year. If you want to use the equity in your house and you're not ready to buy the house yet, get a home equity line of credit. Just get it set up. I mean, the closing costs are about $500. Mm-hmm. They'll likely not even need an appraisal because values have gone up so much in the Twin Cities here. We're all sitting on so much equity. But even if they need that, it might take 3 or 4 weeks, so that if you put yourself in the position where you need the money and you don't have this already set up, why do that? That puts a lot of pressure on yourself. But that way you could use that money towards a down payment for the next house. It's already set up, almost like pre-recasting.
It's like it's sitting in your bank account. Yeah, right. They give you the little checks on your credit union or your bank or whatever, and then you can just use it.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Like, it's like money.
It's real life money,
bank.
Yes.
Okay, how much is a home equity interest rate typically?
So they're usually like prime plus 2, prime plus 3, prime plus 4, prime sitting at about 4, 4.25 right now. It's going to move. That when the feds say they're going to move rates, that's what they're talking about. Okay. They're talking about moving prime. And prime is associated with things like home equity lines of credit and car loans and credit cards. It's not associated with mortgages, like first loans on your property. Mm-hmm. But the market reads that and feels it and bakes that in anyway. So it has an impact. It's just not a direct impact.
Okay. So that may sound like it's high, but if you see the home of your dreams and you've got money pot sitting in there, you know, tied to your house, you're like, oh, boom, I can do it right now.
Right.
That's the best $500 you ever spent.
Amen. And it sits there. You don't ever have to, if you don't use it, you don't make a payment. If you don't draw any money on it, who cares what the interest rate is? There's no payments being made. It's just there for you to fall back on should you need it. And if you find you want to build a house and they want a big down payment on a new build, which is very common, you have access to it. It's just sitting there. It's like another checking account, just exactly like Mimi was describing.
And so I would say for everybody listening to this, if you have a house of any value whatsoever, that this is a great strategy, period.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a security blanket.
We have one on our house. Mm-hmm. I always have a home equity line of credit on our house, and we use it to buy cars. So we go and buy it when we need a car. We go buy it with a home equity line of credit, and then we look for the car loan
because
I'm not in a hurry.
You can write
the interest off. Yeah,
okay,
that's right. Yeah,
because I was wondering, because whenever we have these, and I'm glad that you're on because you're our credit contessa, it is always like, well, which line of credit do I want? Which one is actually helping my credit more? And just having that option and then telling myself not to use it, like, it's difficult to figure out which thing you should actually do.
Oh, yeah. When Cancun comes a calling in February and you got the line of credit, you go,
yes, exactly.
And the answer is no, kind of thing.
And trying to decide, like, I'm going to remember to ask you this personal credit question, Sally, when we go on a break, because I do have a credit question.
Okay.
But it is just trying to figure out what is the best option for you, but also knowing yourself well enough to go, are you going to abuse this? Like, do you have, like, can you, like, if this was cookies in your house and you were trying to not eat cookies, could you leave those cookies alone?
I just had this conversation with a client yesterday, and my advice to her, because she needed to get her credit score up, was you need to open another credit card. She says, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, but you need to, and I'm going to show you why. And we click, 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 and I showed her why or whatever, and she said, yeah, but I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, you know what? Let's get that off the table then.
Let's figure out something else.
You don't trust yourself enough. So great. I'm glad you're honest. And now, you know, gave her another few options.
Those are really stressful. When you're looking at those 23% APRs, all those things, like, you're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
No, it just sounds, it's scary. If you've gone through that whole thing and you spent all this time getting rid of it, then you're like, okay, well, what am I going to do next?
Mm-hmm. And so as a money person that deals with money all day long, do you recommend people pay off their credit cards with a home ec loan?
Boy, that's a good question, because that's that we all were accused of turning houses into ATMs here not too long ago. So it depends on how much you have. Okay, so if you have $2,000-$3,000 in credit card debt and you're having a hard time cracking that nut, do I think you should get a home equity line to pay that off? No, I think you should get a second job and pay it off and be done with it.
Fair enough.
If you've got $20,000 in credit card debt and you're never going to crack that nut, yes, then I suggest you do
that. All right, perfect. And we always suggest you call into the Red Hot Real Estate Show at 651-641-1071. Rhonda, thank you for calling us. Are you looking into downsizing?
Yes.
So what's your question?
I listened to your show before, and you guys always say you got to take it's tough. It's a tough market.
Yeah,
we want to go to a one level living. We're older. We want, you know, no yard work, that kind of stuff. But how soon? I was looking last year, and the prices now are gone way up from last year, and I'm getting a little nervous.
Oh. Rhonda, we hear you, girl. We hear you.
We were just talking about it. Yes.
And we don't want to, you know, it's like we don't want to be alarmists.
Right.
And tell folks, you know, what we're seeing. But in all seriousness, what you just said, it could not be any truer. One level living, I'm just going to go ahead and say it since you brought it up, is the number one sought after product in all of the universe for housing. Because everybody can take advantage of it, right? It doesn't matter what your health or your mobility, it appeals to everybody. So tell us, what's your fear?
What do you mean?
What are you afraid of making the move, or are you ready?
Well, it's just our home. Well, I like the recasting is what, because I've heard you guys talk about too, moving in and then clearing out your house so it's vacant, that it looks bigger, it looks, you know, you don't have our personality here. But I don't want to run out and just buy the first thing I see because I'm afraid it's going to go, because our home is beautiful. We love it. So, you know, we don't want to pay a lot of money and get a lot less home than what we already have. Does that make sense?
It 100% does, and so many people feel exactly like you do. It's like, why would I trade a house that I love for something that I'm just settling for? How big of a house do you have?
Almost 3,000 square feet.
Okay. And what are you hoping to move down to?
Like a two-bedroom, 1,600.
Okay.
One level.
Well, I think that what would maybe be beneficial is for us to talk, you know, after the show, and then we can kind of explore what your options are, and Shelly can give you some more information on recasting.
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay, Rhonda. Well, thank you so much.
And those numbers that you use are pretty much right on with
me. Oh, gotcha.
Oh, that's perfect.
Brilliant.
Then. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for calling and for listening, Rhonda.
Okay, thank you.
We'll follow up with you after the show, but you could just hear the trepidation in her voice. It was like, we love our home. But we know we need to plan for later. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do then?
Yes.
And all of us are doing that. Like, I'm in the same boat, but I'm just like, I got this kid. I'm going to outgrow this house. What am I going to do? Because I really need 2 years, like, kind of thing. And so it's a lot of making those calls now so we can put things into plan. Because we don't know exactly what's going to do. Like, we know things are probably going to go up and rates and all this stuff. But there's still some things where I'm going, well, I can do is lay the foundation so that 2 years from now I'm ready.
Right.
Right.
You can only do what you can do. That's all any of us can do.
Right.
But I do think that we all have to face the reality of what the market actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why? I was just having a conversation with a client yesterday that said, why is it like this? Well, I think it all started in the down market when many of the builders went out of business and the tradespersons had to go find different types of employment because there was no more building to be done, and foreclosures and all of that. They stopped building.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stopped building for many, 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 many years, too many.
Yeah.
And then they came back right when the demand was surging. And so there's just not been enough catch up. And then people are like, well, you think it'll catch up in a year or two? No.
Right.
I think it will be 10 to 15 years. And I think most of the professionals will agree with that statement.
Absolutely.
Because the demand is so high. And I think the thing that folks need to be thinking about is the appreciation rate of how fast our market is actually accelerating, at least 15% in almost all cities. Right. And that coupled with the increase in interest rates and the fact that our building material costs are rising exponentially.
Right.
So you have to think, well, what is my 5 to 10 year picture? And if you think I am going to move in 5 years, period, I have to, it's part of the plan, then you need to be looking now and mm-hmm. talking to Shelley now, and let's put a plan into place now. Mm-hmm. Putting your head in the sand will not help. Mm-mm. Shelley?
Yeah, agreed. 100% agreed. If that house that you're looking at is $360,000 and you are thinking, oh, I'll buy it next year, or I'll buy next year instead, that same house is now $400,000.
Right.
And that payment is at least $200 more a month than what you would have accepted today. And that's real.
Mm-hmm. That is real. And so we encourage all of you, not, we say this, you know, we actually hesitate to even say it because it sounds like fear mongering mm-hmm. and that is not really the point. The point really is to let everybody know what we're seeing mm-hmm. and what we also are facing, because it's
Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available at MyTalk107.1.com. You see the keyword Red Hot. Ms. Shannon here with Mimi Shoneman and Shelley Ferris from Caliber Home Loans.
And so we want everybody to know that if you're looking for property or if you'd like over the net home evaluation, you can make that request at viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. Shop to your heart's content or request a free evaluation. Okay, Shelley, we just came off, I think, a really excellent section on talking about recasting, home equity, bridge loans. We hope that everybody understood that what the point was is to where to find money for your next purchase without possibly having to sell your house first. If you have more questions on that subject, all you have to do is text your question to 651-578-2218. Okay, Shelley, so for our folks out there that are looking at new construction, and we know so many people are, because honestly, it's easy to be able to go. If you've been beaten out in a few offers, that's not fun at all. And so you can go to your new construction person. And we hope that if you're buying new construction that you will call us and let us represent you, because you do need your own representation.
Right.
Let us reiterate that the agent that's sitting in the builder's office works for the builder and has only the builder's best interest at heart. Whereas we would have your best interest at heart, look over your contracts, make sure things are going the way that they should be going, and share any sort of insight that we might have right. from our experience with that.
And it doesn't cost them any
and it costs
extra
you,
money to buy the house.
And it costs you nothing.
Yes, that's
and
huge.
That's the beautiful thing.
Yes.
So do not think that if you save yourself from having your own real estate professional that the builder is going to give you a discount, because that typically, I would say, almost never happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's money that they're just going to be able to keep. So beautiful. new construction rates. Let's talk about that, because our new construction properties are taking, I would say, at minimum, it depends on where they are. If they're just breaking ground, you can expect a year.
Okay.
Honestly, you can, because of the shortages of the things that they need to build
right.
the house.
Yes.
So that puts you a little bit in a predicament when it comes to rates, because if rates are at 3.5%, you really want that rate right now. Shelley, what options do you have at Caliber Home Loans for folks?
Well, we just rolled out all of our new construction locks, the extended locks, and we have locks all the way up to the year that you're talking about, Mimi.
Okay.
So you can lock at today's interest rate for 365 days, which gives you such peace of mind. You don't have to worry about what the market is doing or saying, or who's invading who, or what buildings mm-hmm. are getting blown up that will roil the market even further. You're locked in. You're done.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
I mean, because that is the biggest thing, is that you think, well, when can I lock my rate?
Right.
What's it ultimately going to do? And if you are tight on your debt to income ratios, let's just say that you can't, like in the purchase agreement, you need to put what your rate is.
Right.
And for those realtors out there that are putting market rate,
mm-hmm.
especially in this roiled, volatile market,
yes, right.
that is not necessarily a good thing, because if your client is tight, like, let's just say, Ms. Shannon,
mm-hmm. right.
that you qualify right now for $350,000 and your rate that Shelley's quoting you is 3.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley, when she goes up to 4%, does Miss Shannon still qualify?
Right. It depends on your ratios. We can go up to 45% of your gross monthly income. But yeah, I mean, usually we qualify people to their max, to that 45. And that's what they go out and look for and buy. And then, oops, now the rate slipped. Oops, now you don't qualify.
Miss Shannon, Miss Shannon. Your house is built now.
And I can't afford it.
and we have to cancel because of financing.
Wow.
Because of a half a point. Okay.
I'm devastated.
And so here's the thing. Not only are you devastated, but you've lost a year of your life. Now rates are worse. Mm-hmm. Now prices are worse. This product is absolutely genius.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amazing.
Right. Well, we're going to go to the phone a final time today. So you can call us normally at 651-641-1071. If you just want to get your information to our producer, Sonny, she'll make sure that our experts contact you later. So right now, Darren, you have some questions on some tips to buy a home in the next couple of years?
Yes.
What's your question, Darren?
I recently started back working. I don't have much for savings. And I know this job is going to work out. Trying to figure out what I should do to get in. I have no credit. So what should I do?
You have called the right show.
Absolutely.
Right now, here today, Darren, is the credit contest
in
herself. Mm-hmm. Right here in the studio.
Self-proclaimed, but yes, I'm here.
So,
hi, Darren. You need to get credit. That's 100%. You are exactly right. You're looking at this really smartly, you know, with both eyes open. I know that I needed a job. You got that behind you. I know I need to do some savings. Well, you got the job now to make that happen. But equally as important is credit. And if you're keep being an ostrich and you put your head in the sand and don't open up any credit, you're only going to do yourself a disservice. Your interest rate will be higher. The mortgage insurance will be higher, etc. So the best thing that you can do is if you have no credit, it's not just that you have bad credit with no credit, but you have no credit, then just go to your wherever, your local bank, Capital One, open a credit card, okay? Mm-hmm. Go to creditcards.com, I think it is, and it shows all the different options, you know, the annual fees and the, you know, maximums and all of that kind of stuff, the interest rates. My suggestion would be to open for sure two majors if you can, so a Visa and a MasterCard or two Visas. That's going to get you scoring fastest. Don't max out the card. Use 25% of it. So if they open up a line of $500 for you, you think of that as a $125 maximum credit card. When you get the bill in the mail, you pay everything but $20. Let $20 roll to the next month and then charge it up to $125 again. Do that 4 months in a row and you will score out. And that's all the credit you need in order to get the score you need to do a mortgage.
And I think, Darren, if you don't mind me saying, that it would be worth your while of sitting down and having a face-to-face consultation with Shelley.
Definitely.
With Caliber Home Loans. And she can give you a call this week. And I think our producer has already got your information. But isn't that exciting that in 4 months you could have full credit?
Yeah, it is, actually. I mean, when I opened up a bank account a few months ago, I asked, well, what is my credit coordinate score? And they said, you have zero credit.
But that is better than bad credit, Darren. So well done.
Right.
Okay, good.
Well, thank you for the call, Darren. You have a great day.
Definitely.
Thank you.
We'll call you this week.
So let's remind everybody how they can get a hold of you guys throughout the week and get those things, get all of the stuff in the works.
Any real estate or mortgage question, you can reach out to us, Mimi at mnredhotrealestate.com. You can use the keyword here at My Talk is Red Hot. You can also text your question, 651-578-2218. Call or text that number.
Excellent. And mine is 612-839-6918. Sell anytime.
And we will see you all next week. We appreciate you being part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Again, go to mytalk1071.com. Keyword Red Hot.